and welcome to minute 49 of season 11 Movie Minute, the daily podcast where we curry our way through the 2001 award-winning HBO miniseries Band of Brothers, 5 minutes at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is documentary filmmaker Dana Nachman. Welcome back, Dana.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have all your insurance paid up today.
I do. Well, not quite yet, but I will.
I think the men of Easy are going to need it. That's all I can say. Yeah. So minute 49 begins with the bull continuing to crawl and ends with explosions during the retreat. So we ended yesterday where the men of Easy had gotten to Nainan, and they got surprised by the number of Germans that are actually there. And, you know, there is a German tank that has taken out at least three of the British tanks that we've seen. And one of the British tanks is on fire and is sort of chasing a bull. Which is ironic because, you know, as we talked about the other day, there is a symbol of a bull on these tanks, meaning that was their emblem. So it's very fitting. You know, and apparently it's a real emblem. You know, I don't know if it's a real emblem that the unit had that was with Easy Company, you know, during Market Garden or not, but the fact that they put it in the bull-centric episode makes sense. I guess you
could. Yeah.
And so, again, we have this burning tank chasing after Bull, who is just doing all he can to get away by staying on the trench on the side of the road or the ditch. And Martin sees Bull is in a predicament and doesn't know how he's able to help him. And then we see a whole bunch of German soldiers start running towards them, towards where he is also. And then we get a shot of some of the new recruits here that they reach I think it's called a hedgerow. And, you know, one of them says, there's a ditch on the other side. Follow me through. And, you know, the first guy makes it through because he crawls through. And then the second guy stands up as he's going through and he gets shot. And one of the guys screams out, Van Klinken! So this is unfortunately where Van Klinken was killed in the middle of this this battle, and then Webster makes it through also. You know, I think what they're trying to show here is that in these type of situations you're supposed to crawl as opposed to stand to try and get through.
Yeah,
you know, make yourself more of a target. And Webster is completely in shock about the fact that Van Klinken just got shot, and these guys just look at him and this is their first battle. These guys, they're not like the original Easy Company guys who have already been through numerous battles in the 3 months that they've been fighting in Normandy. And here these guys, for the first time, are dealing with fighting and dealing with, unfortunately, losing friends, and comrades along the way and stuff like that. So not too fun.
No good.
Yeah. And then we see that the Germans keep shooting from this I think it's like a restaurant or something like that. The building, it's a hotel cafe restaurant. That's where this building is. So there's a German in one of the windows that's shooting out at all of them with a machine gun, and Garnier sees it and wants to try and figure out a way of dealing with it. You know, he's not 100% sure how he's going to do it. And then the shot changes, and we see Bull still trying to crawl away as fast as he can from this burning tank that is chasing him. Which, I mean, it's a little ironic the way that it looks like that's something that would happen in a horror movie, not necessarily in a dramatic action movie where a burning tank is chasing after somebody, basically.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting choice to make it seem as if, you know, let's put it this way. If this was a Stephen King movie, it would make perfect sense if that's what he would do. You know?
Yeah, totally.
But, Steven Spielberg decided that he still wanted to do it too. And Martin, once again, sees what's going on and doesn't know how to deal with it, and he just screams out, "Bull!" And someone goes, pull back, go!" The way that we see what's going on here, it looks as if all is lost, I guess you can say at this point. And then
It really
the tank hits an electric pole that and takes it down also. And Martin just starts shooting at the Germans as he's retreating, going with his men trying to get him out of there, because they realize they don't have a choice. They have to still get out of there. And the Germans continue advancing on them as the tank continues to shoot the various buildings that the men of Easy are trying to hide behind. And then we get Buck, who decides that he's gonna have to do something. So he calls one of the guys next to him. He goes, "Rifle grenade, Schmidt, MG42." And then he tells him, "10 o'clock, nail him, fire." So obviously, Schmidt shows up and puts a there's a certain type of gun that you can put a grenade on, and you're able to shoot the grenade out. And he perfectly lobs it in, and it hits the two Germans on the balcony up on top, and just completely obliterates them. So I gotta give him credit for knowing how to figure out the perfect angle to be able to do that, because obviously it's not, you're not shooting it directly, you're shooting it up at a particular what's it called, a parabola, something like that, to try to get it to that right place. I don't know, I'm not a math person, I've talked about this before. I just make up mathematical terminology along the way.
Yeah.
And at this point we see Miller, who looks really, really scared. Now, do you know who Miller, do you know who plays Miller when he's do you recognize any of these actors? Let's put that, let's ask him from that perspective.
Just Damian Lewis.
Okay.
Not
So
really the rest.
there are a lot of young actors in this movie, or in this miniseries,
Yeah.
that later on broke out. So
Yeah.
Miller is played by James McAvoy. So McAvoy is there completely scared, and Hashi's right next to him, and they're trying to figure out what they're supposed to do here in the middle of this little battle. And then the German tank starts getting closer to them, and we see one of the British tanks still trying to retreat, and it gets shot, and the tank explodes. And the men don't know what they're going to do here. And Hubler then regroups with some of the other men, and he goes, "Had to leave him. It's okay. He's still alive." They're talking about Bull. And then they meet up with some of the new recruits, and they say, "Who's hurt?" And they go, "Van Klinken. He's on the other side of that hedge." And obviously we know that Van Klinken is not just injured, he's unfortunately been killed. And the idea is they need to try to figure out how to help others out. And so we see Webster's there also, and the Germans are just getting closer and closer, but we still have one of the Germans that is shooting from the window of this cafe. And then one of the guys screams, "Oh shit!" And they get the guy with the bazooka ready, and they go, "All right, you ready?" And he takes the bazooka and shoots directly into the middle part of this cafe, and does an amazing job of just obliterating the middle of the building, like a perfect shot. And it also shows the type of firepower that these guys had at their disposal, when they were able to find a way to shoot between being shot at, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then we see the German tank come up over like a little bit of a hill and surprise everyone, and they start screaming, and they go, "Fall back, fall back, fall back." And Buck realizes it's not a place to stay here, and he goes, "Pull back, Allie, pull back." And we see that these guys are all retreating. They realize that they have to do whatever they can to make it to safety. You know, and we see the Germans chasing after them, still at full force, and you know they just keep shooting at them, and every so often the guys stop and start shooting back a little bit. You know, Buck takes his time and starts shooting back at them also, and the German tank is still just obliterating buildings, which for some reason I don't know why they're shooting at the buildings if they're going to be trying to shoot at the Americans as opposed to shooting at the, you know, the people that we saw yesterday that said get out of here. You know, those are,
yeah,
it doesn't really make any sense unless it's the idea that he sees some of the allies nearby and decides to shoot at them. And we see Webster's face, and Webster is completely scared out of his wits. He doesn't know what to do. And then we see them dragging the body of Van Klinken, where someone tried to bandage him up, but they realized they weren't able to do a good enough job of that. Or not that they realized that it wasn't something that's going to be able to help anyway. And then, you know, they need someone to take over from them to drag the body, you know, because they're out of breath. And he goes, take over. And he goes, yeah, where? Because we have to get him to the rear. And then he goes, what are we going to do, Lieutenant? And he goes, I'm not sure. He goes, sure, they're about to outflank us. We got to get out of here. And again, they, you know, more explosions. This tank is really just doing a lot of damage to Easy Company at this point. And we can see that even some of the veterans are in complete shock as the, you know, the tank just shoots all over the place. We even see Cobb, you know, crouch in like a corner trying to keep from getting hit. But, you know, he manages to, but, you know, it's complete chaos. Everything's going on here. No question about that. And then we see the men,
real bad.
The men running, you know, running back, trying to get to get to safety. And we see one of the guys get shot in the back as he's running. And then another one, you know, gets shot, and you know they just don't know where they can be safe, where they're going to be safe. And then Luz gets on the radio and starts calling out. He goes, "We have infantry everywhere. Repeat, Arnhem has cut the road. We are covered in infantry. We are pulling back." And then Garnier gets to him and goes, "Luz, fall back." And Luz doesn't really want to go, but he drags him away. And as he drags him away, we see that it's a very good thing that he dragged them away, because the exact spot where they were just at just gets completely obliterated, and debris goes all over the place. All right, and Martin then grabs Hashi and goes, "Hashi, where's Randleman?" He goes, "I don't know, Sergeant." He goes, "Get out of here." And we can see that the Germans are still just pounding away, shooting at them. And then we see Miller get into a ditch with another one of the men. And then there is a direct hit on the, you know, Miller gets a few shots off before the direct hit goes in exactly into where, to the ditch or foxhole that he's in. And Hashi sees it and he screams, "Miller!" And I find it very interesting that, you know, Tom Hanks' character in Saving Private Ryan was also named Miller. But this is based on a real soldier named Miller, you know. I like the fact that they do it. And then Hashi and Garcia run over to where Miller is, and they get close to him, and they give us a really, really gruesome shot of James McAvoy, who will not be in this miniseries anymore, because you see that he has a very bad head wound. So we'll leave it at that. And Garcia just wants him to get out of there, and he, you know, he's there with Hashi, and he goes, "Hashi, let's go, got to get out of here." And then the two of them leave. But again, it's I know that it's graphic, but I think that it's very effective in the way that they're showing us how much war is hell, you know, and especially for these guys, you know, complete chaos. Yeah. No question about that. And then the two of them get up and just start running back to retreat. And we see that there's even a tank that's still retreating. And Buck joins a bunch of the guys as they're running in one of the ditches, and then we see that Buck gets shot, and Malarkey runs back and wants to try and help him, and they scream out, "Medic! Medic! Go get a medic! Keep moving!" And finally, Doc Rowe shows up, and Buck goes, "Hey, Doc!" And he goes, "Lieutenant!" And he looks at his wound and he goes, "It's gonna be right. It's gone right through, Buck. Side to side, both cheeks." Okay, now Buck basically got shot in the butt, and that's what he's saying there. He, it's
Yeah.
like Forrest Gump said, it's a $1 million wound.
Yeah.
But I guess the government kept that. I kept that.
Yeah.
No, they called. Sorry, they called it a $1 million wound, right? Because I guess the army kept the money. At this point, Buck selflessly says to them, "Just get out of here, leave me." And they're not willing to do it. Malarkey does not want to leave Buck there at all. And they decide that he goes, "Just get out of here." And he goes, "What?" He goes, "Just go." He goes, "Leave me here for the Germans." "What?" He goes, "You're nuts." He goes, "We'll carry you." He goes, "Are you kidding me? I have more than both you two guys combined." And then Malarkey says, "Come on." And he and the guy with him leave there. And it's a nice shot because here we are in the middle of a battle, and these guys are going over to a barn, and they break down a door on a barn in order to use it effectively, or use it more effectively, I guess you can say. And
Yeah.
a third guy shows up, and they say, "All right, why don't you help us?" He goes, "What the hell are you doing?" He goes, "Help us." And they grab the next shot, we see them pulling the door with Buck hanging onto it, and the third guy who showed up is Garnier. So we got Garnier, Malarkey, and Cobb that are all dragging Buck, who's hanging on a barn door. Which it's very interesting that this is, I mean, th that this is what they chose to do. Obviously, it's real because the book does mention this also. So
Oh, wow. Okay.
I will actually
That's
read to
cool.
you what it says here. It says, "Lieutenant Buck Compton got hit in the buttocks. Medic Eugene Rowe went to Compton's aid. Malarkey, Heffron, and a couple of others came forward to help. As Heffron reached to help, Compton looked up and moaned. He always said my big ass would get in the way. He looked at the five men gathered around him. Take off, Compton ordered. Let the Germans take care of me. He was such a big man, and the fire was so intense that the troopers were tempted to do just that. But Malarkey, Garnier, and Joe Toy pulled the door off a farm outbuilding and laid Compton face down in it. Then they skidded him up the roadside ditch to one of the retreating British tanks and loaded him face down on the back end. The bullet that hit Compton had gone into the right cheek of his buttocks, out into the left cheek, and out. Lipton looked at him and couldn't help laughing. "This is the only guy I ever saw in my life that got hit with one bullet and got four holes," he told Compton. And Compton said, "If I can get off this
Crazy.
tank, I'd kill you." So yeah, again, it's another example where they take something that happens in that's mentioned here in just one line, and they flesh it out for us so well for us to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, when you watch the movie, you say to yourself, "Ah, all right, this didn't really happen. They're embellishing and stuff like that." And then when you read the book, you say, "Okay, well, they mentioned it, and the way that they expand on it just helps things feel so much fuller, I guess you can say, for lack of a better phrase." I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially to know that it's
Yes.
totally real.
Well, it's real according to the memories of the men, I guess you could say, at the time, when they gave over their stories. We'll
Yeah,
never
it's
know
very cool.
100% if how much is embellishment and how much is real, but it still works really well. And
Yes.
that's the way this 5 minute segment ends. Most of what happened in these 5 minutes is just the battle, and we get to see how the men of Easy are trying to do all they can, but they feel that they're in a hopeless situation. Need to find ways to retreat. So Dana, is there anything else you want to say about this 5 minute segment?
No. So I had just one overarching question about this. So like at the beginning of this episode, they kind of talk about they're like supplementing for people that were lost,
These are
right? So these are kind of
replacements.
the just like yeah, so these are all new, so they're just replenishing Easy Company throughout, basically. Got it. Cool. Just
It's
confirming.
I mean that's the way it is. They had lost so many men. They needed to bring, new men into Easy Company, to take
Yes.
over for the ones that weren't there.
Yep.
All right. So today's segment is World War II movie trivia. So I'm
Oh,
going to
Lord.
spin the wheel, and you will get random questions about World War II movies, and we'll see if there's anything that you know, or we'll see. I'm assuming you know most of these. That's what I'm going to assume.
I
No.
would think not.
They don't make that many rom-coms in during World War II. Hey, there's a genre
Yeah.
niche you can maybe try to do.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, so
Definitely.
let's spin the wheel and see what we get. Okay, there's a chance you know this one.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it past you. Okay, in the 1942 classic Casablanca, what is the name of the cafe?
Oh, this I think I knew. Hold on. Can you give me choices?
If I give you choices, it's gonna completely give it away. Do you remember the name of the main character?
Hold on. What is his name? I don't remember now. I do remember it's his
His name
name,
is
though.
Rick.
Okay. Okay,
Rick's
Rick's
Cafe
Cafe.
Americano.
Darn it, I
You
could have almost
were
gotten
close. You were
that.
close. You knew that it was his name. All
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
No problem, no problem. Let's spin the wheel again and see what we get.
Okay.
Right, I think you might know this one.
Okay.
So in the 1963 movie The Great Escape, which I know you've seen, okay, which
I have.
character plays the Cooler King?
Oh, Steve McQueen.
Oh, very good. Very good. Do you remember his character's name?
No.
Virgil Hill.
Oh,
Okay. Okay, very good. See, I'm glad that we talked about that, was it 5 years ago?
yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's spin the wheel again and see what you get next. Okay. In the 1993 movie Schindler's List, okay, who plays the German commander, Gluck?
Oh, was it Ralph Fiennes?
Yes, very good. Very good.
Ah,
Excellent.
okay. I'm not really a trivia person. I'm not good at trivia,
Well, because you just deal with documentaries, you know.
but
Okay, but you're doing fine so far. So
okay.
very nice, very nice. All right, let's spin the wheel for your next one. You have two more of these. Two more of these. We'll see what
Okay.
you. Okay, who directed the 2016 movie Dunkirk?
Christopher Nolan.
Very good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. What's your favorite Christopher Nolan movie?
Let's see. I really
That's not a
like,
trivia question. That's just a question for you.
I guess Oppenheimer.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I my favorite has always been Inception.
I don't totally remember Inception. I
Well,
have
maybe you
to.
should go back to sleep and you'll figure it
I think I should maybe.
out.
I don't know if I saw it, to be honest.
Dana, Dana, Dana,
I know.
Dana. All right.
So much to watch.
That's true. That's true. All right, let's spin the wheel one last time
Okay.
for this and see what you get. Okay. This is an interesting one that It's a movie that I know you've seen, so
Okay.
there's no question about that. Okay. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, who plays the captain that Miller meets up with on their journey to try and find Ryan? Captain Hamill. Who plays Captain Hamill?
Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, you know, I know that you know.
Let's see. Can you give me choices?
Yes, I will give you
Okay.
choices. Okay. Is it Burt Reynolds, Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, or Ted Danson?
Ted Danson.
Exactly.
Woo!
I was trying to think of a whole bunch of 80s TV stars to see where you could
Yeah,
go with.
that's awesome.
Okay. All right. You did fairly well. Nicely done.
Not too bad.
Exactly. All right. And now we will play the daily game of Name That World War II Movie. We will once again spin the wheel and see what we get. Oh, come on. All right. This does happen that sometimes you get something that it's quite obvious that you're going to know the answer to it, but oh well. I need to do this fairly, so
Okay.
there's nothing I can do about that. Okay, this is a movie that came out in 2023 starring Cillian Murphy and Emily Blunt.
Oppenheimer.
Very good.
Woohoo.
Oh well. You
Yay.
lucked out on that one. And we were just talking about it.
I
So
did.
that's very interesting that one came up that way. But oh well,
Yippee.
that's what you
It's my lucky day.
do. Yes. So Dana, is there anything else that you want to mention about this, the battle that we dealt with today? Or do you just want to tell people how they can get in touch with you?
No, they could just I think we covered it. They can get in touch with me at my website. It's dananachman.com, DanaNachman.com.
All right, and finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on my website, moviearoundminute.com. You can send me an email to moviearoundminute@moviearound.net. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, and you can find me on Instagram. So until tomorrow, hooray!
Whee!